Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Just a program reminder that the Tim Robbins report will return next Monday, as well as Margaret Gray's Campaign 2004 report. On Tuesday, tomorrow night, we'll have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Thursday night, Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Friday, of course, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Tonight, we welcome on a gentleman who has filed a lawsuit, or is proposing at least, this is not just one lawsuit, it's actually several lawsuits or several points in a civil claim that encompasses some wide-ranging topics. Mr. Stephen Bozell is with us. He's a construction contractor from Corona, California. This boils down to something that's fascinating to me, Mr. Bozell. And first of all, thank you for being on our program.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. You are of a different political stripe than your wife. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct. I am a registered Republican. My wife is a Democrat.
Okay, and the problem that has occurred in your home really can be traced to that more than anything personal, correct?
Yes, sir. It is my contention, and will be my contention, that the political differences between the two of us put my son at risk. We have a new infant son, Adam. He's 4 months old. I had taken him with me on a series of errands that I was running last month. This would be in the month of July, which time my son had, as babies will, he had had a bowel movement in his diaper, which did cause at that time a considerable amount of embarrassment to me.
But you're claiming all of this occurred, why? Because of your wife?
Well, what happened was, my wife is, as I said, a registered Democrat, and she and I had some very serious conversations, and I had told her that she was a member of a party that will stop at nothing to get John Kerry elected president, and she took that, you know, she said that I was wrong, so on and so forth, but she proved me right when she did what she did with my son.
Well, usually Tuesday nights we do a Campaign 2004 report, and you're talking, this is a political thing, but it has to do with the personalities of yourself and your wife. My wife is a Republican, I'm a Democrat. We're kind of reversed in that way. Can you tell me what happened with regard to your son, how this put your son at risk?
Yes, sir. My wife has been breastfeeding our boy on the Tuesday night. This would have been Monday, July 15th, I believe, is in the civil claim. I took my son to the bank the morning after my wife had been breastfeeding him. My wife had been eating earlier in that day and late the preceding evening, which was Sunday night. She'd been eating some very spicy food, if you will, a Mexican food, which included a great deal of beans and some spicy meats and so on and so forth. I forget what exactly, but there were some tamales and so on. Which is not, I'm told, what you should be eating when you're breastfeeding a child. On Tuesday, I took my son into the branch of the Bank of America in Corona, California, where I was going to deposit some payroll checks. I was also going to make out some payroll checks for our company. At that time, as I was standing in line at the merchant's window, and there were about 10, 15 other people there, my son did have a bowel movement in his diaper. Became very readily evident, and it was pretty evident within seconds that you could tell that people noticed and so on and so forth.
Because of the smell, correct?
I'm sorry, sir?
Because of the smell of this little boy, it, you know, going in his diaper, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct. It was more of a diarrhea. My wife, when I told her about it later that night and the embarrassment it caused me, she laughed and made a comment, maybe I'd think twice about voting Republican.
Well, she was kidding, right, sir?
Well, this is the part that I think is interesting. Yes, sure, she was kidding, but also she was serious. And it's one of those situations where someone will say, oh, I'm only kidding, and you know that they mean it. I think she very much got a kick out of embarrassing me the way she did in public in front of everybody there in the bank, people that I've done business with for so very many years. And into his diaper, I figured, well, okay, that's...
I mean, as a new father, if I could interrupt you, sir?
Yes, sir.
As a new father, we have to expect this. As a new mother, we have to expect our babies.
Absolutely. There's no question about that.
I mean, the babies are going to do what they're going to do wherever. That's why they have change rooms everywhere.
Absolutely. That's correct. However, my wife knows very well that when you're breastfeeding a child and you're eating hot, spicy Mexican foods and everything that'll make a baby do that, and it was very diarrhea-like, and I got to go find a change room, plus you can smell it everywhere. She knows very well that that was going to embarrass me, because...
Why would that be embarrassing?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, if I'm a new father and I got a baby and the baby has a little accident in his diaper, I figure, well, that's what babies do. Why would that embarrass you?
Well, the immediate assumption was made by people standing in line that somehow I had broken wind or I passed gas and it was me. And you could tell they had noticeable looks on their faces.
And all right, so your lawsuit, and we're going to get into the lawsuit. I want to give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Your lawsuit stems from the fact that you and your wife have these two political points of view, and you feel that this was calculated on her part.
Absolutely. Yes, sir, I do. And again, these are Democrats who will stop at nothing to try to get John Kerry elected. My wife, to the point where she would embarrass me in public because she's angry at me for being a Republican. She always has been angry at me. It's something we've never agreed on. And any chance she gets to embarrass me...
Now, how would this connect with your political point of view? Say you go into a bank, your son has an accident in his diaper, people, you know, notice, and you're embarrassed. How would that look unfavorably on Republicans?
Well, number one, as I said, these are people that I've done business with. Most of the people in that bank I have known for at least the last 15, 20 years, as long as I've owned my business. They're all people who are familiar with me, and they're all familiar with my politics, and certainly I do talk political things with them. Now, I come into their bank, and they identify me with the Republican Party and the way that I vote. Now, my son, you know, puts one in his diaper, and now they think I did it or whatever, and everybody in the bank is looking at me. Like I'm rude or something, and
but they see you're carrying a baby, right?
Yes, sir. They see I'm carrying a baby, but any good mother knows that when you're going to take a baby out for the day, you give him foods that'll bind him up, cheeses, meats, things like this. Those things will bind a child up. You don't give him some runny diarrhea breast milk that you know got messed up from eating Mexican food. And so
your wife purposefully did not give this baby foods that would bind him and keep him from going in his diaper. She gave him breast milk that obviously came from a woman who had just had Mexican food, hence the diarrhea in his diaper, and hence your embarrassment.
That is exactly correct, yes, sir. Now, my attorney is Dolores Blasingame of Riverside, California. The counts that we have been looking at and that she's recommending is that I do very tragically file some civil claim against my wife for breastfeeding in this manner, endangering my son, and also making me look like a fool, basically, in front of everybody that I know. And number two, the Department of Commerce and the Chamber of Commerce for the country of Mexico, and through their National Commerce Department, that they originate these beans out of their country.
Is it, what, are they going to sue Mexico for making beans?
Well, what we're hoping to do is sue the Department of Commerce of Mexico that they send beans up here and they don't let anybody know if you eat these and then you breastfeed a kid.
It's going to give the child some kind of a lower intestinal problem?
It's going to give the kid some runny diarrhea. And I think she purposely ate that particular food so as to force my little baby boy to expel, send one out right in the bank line. She had many choices of food to eat, and she chose to...
I mean, this is amazing, you know, my wife and I trade barbs. It never gets hostile.
Well, it's never been hostile between us.
Why do you think it's gotten hostile?
Because I think the stakes are very high in this campaign. I think the stakes are so high in this campaign, and my wife, being a Democrat, is stooping so low to keep George Bush from being elected president that she would even use my child, my sweet little boy, who's only 4 months old, who I love very deeply, and give him the, you know, runny diarrhea in his diaper so that I look like I cut one, or however you want to put it, in line in front of so many of these people.
All right. I was talking with Stephen Bozell, if you just joined us. He is a construction contractor from Corona, California, whose son, His son went to the bathroom in his diaper, as babies will. But the cause of this might have been some spicy Mexican food that his wife ate. She is breastfeeding. And he believes she did it on purpose to embarrass him in line at the bank, where so many of the people there he knows know him as a Republican and know that he's a very outspoken Republican. Do you think this is going to reflect badly on their election choices?
I think so many of the people that I speak with in business and so on during the day, a lot of them are undecided. I do talk them up. I say, President Bush is really going to help us and everything. And now, a lot of these people, too, are some of the young tellers in line and so on.
A lot of the young kids that are working at the windows?
Yes, sir. And now that I come into the bank, they say, well, there's Mr. Bozell. He's Republican. Now it smells bad. And the first thing they're thinking is, was it me or so on and so forth?
But then they find out it was your son, right?
They find out it was my son, but then they also will think, like anybody will, how come that baby wasn't fed foods that would bind him up good so he doesn't, like, let it go in his shorts or whatever?
All right. You feel your wife could have fed that child some foods that would have bound him up and he wouldn't have had to go in his diaper?
Absolutely. She knew it, too. She did it to make me look like a fool.
All right. Hold on for a minute. Stephen Bozell. From Corona, California. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Maybe you're married to somebody who's of a different political stripe. In his family, he feels the political differences have gotten so bad that his wife is looking to embarrass him in public, is looking to turn people against him, and is using their infant son to do that, breastfeeding the child after eating some kind of a Mexican food that gave the child, lower colon problems. And that, Mr. Bozell feels, reflects on him badly. 1-800-449-8686. The interesting part of this case is he is considering a civil action against his wife for breastfeeding after eating Mexican food, and a civil action against the country of Mexico and their commerce department down there to let breastfeeding mothers know that, when they send beans north, you should not eat those, as they could create this problem in your infant. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with the world-famous Phil Henry Show in just a moment.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
There's braces for your teeth and a busted dental. What if you'll shut up? The Phil Henry Show is back.
Yeah, I understand that. Stephen Bozell with us, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Bozell has been prominent in the news lately as he is considering legal action against his wife for eating Mexican food and then breastfeeding their son, which caused the child to have a particularly odious bowel movement, I guess you could say, in his diaper. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir. It was... The point is, I was in line at the bank with 10 or 15 people standing there, and I had Adam sitting in one of those, kind of a reverse papoose baby carrier that I was wearing on my back.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the stench, just the stench of the baby starts coming out, and everybody there, of course, looks at me, and they know me to be,
Well, they know you to be a Republican, and it was embarrassing for you, your wife being a Democrat. This is something she did on purpose.
That is my belief, yes, sir, as well as the belief of my attorney, who has dealt with a lot of civil cases between husband and wife.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Brenda. Brenda, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
I do not understand why you would even call a radio station or even try to do a lawsuit. Do you understand that women eat and they do not vote as they eat? I mean,
my wife is a Democrat who tries to embarrass me because of my politics. She does it in a variety of ways. She thought it was funny when I came home and I said that Adam had one go in his shorts in the bank.
But I doubt if she was thinking it was funny because of the issue. She was thinking it was funny because maybe you were a little embarrassed.
You could tell the way she wagged her finger at me as if to say, there you go. That's what you get for being
a
Republican.
The two of you need to seek some counseling.
Are you a psychologist?
I'm a mother of three.
Are you a psychologist and stuff?
I'm a mother. That's all it takes.
Well, my wife's
a
mother.
If a child goes, they go when they need to go. It doesn't mean, you know, let's plan it. And, you know, you said let's bind the child up.
You can bind the kid up with cheeses.
You know how much pain you're causing that child?
Different cheeses and sausage foods and things like that will bind him up at least
once. You don't do that to a child. That's like binding him up would be, you know what, that's causing him a pain.
No, it doesn't.
You don't do that.
No, ma'am. No, all it does is solidify, and the child will go at a different time.
Okay, well, you don't do something like that, and you two need to take your issues with some counseling.
If I could jump in, it sounds like a tough thing to do to an infant baby who's got a very delicate digestive system to begin with.
Well, the point is, my wife could have eaten a salad the night before. Instead, she had a wet...
Did your wife know that you were going to the bank the day before, the next day at a certain time?
Absolutely. She knew I was going to the bank the next morning. Instead, she has a wet steak burrito with extra hot sauce. Now the baby sales went into his diapers while I'm standing there with people that I know, and you may find it funny.
Listen, which is totally understandable, but you shouldn't have been embarrassed. You should have said, you know what, this happened, and you should have dealt with it.
Don't
but
babies...
you definitely wouldn't want to make a lawsuit. You cannot sue the state. You cannot sue people for bringing beans in from Mexico. Come on.
No, but you can sue the country of Mexico for not warning pregnant women.
No,
we
no,
do it
no,
in this
no,
country
no,
all
can.
The time.
They
warn
no,
pregnant
can.
Women about drinking.
No,
you warn
can.
Pregnant
Listen.
Women about cigarettes. You warn pregnant women. You can warn pregnant women off eating wet steak
okay,
burritos.
Okay, then tell them not to go to Del Taco because their beans are this or their meat is spicy. This is, you know what, this is what's happening to our government and our systems. You do not need to waste money, taxpayers' money,
well, ma'am,
with this really pathetic issue.
I think we have to stand up for our political beliefs. This is a very pivotal year.
Well, it
if
is.
You can stand up for it,
yeah.
You do not need to take it to our court
right.
system where it's going to cost us taxpayers'
okay.
money.
Brenda, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. You're going to hear that kind of description, Mr. Bozell.
My wife, one of the things she could have opted for, the mild sauce she could have opted for, but a wet steak burrito, man, it's like she's asking for it. And you know, the other thing is...
No, but you're going to hear a lot of people say this is a wasting the taxpayers' money. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, and let's go over to Kara. Go ahead, Kara.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I have a comment for Mr. Bozell. I'm not quite... you got to calm me down here. I've just been laughing really hard in the car. About your child passing gas, sir, I'm a citizen of the United States of America, whether I'm Republican or Democratic. And I smell children's gas all the time in their diapers.
Ma'am, you may be laughing. In my home, it's a serious matter insofar as my wife's politics have so begun to overwhelm her ability to be a mother that she doesn't care if our kid, you know, lets it go in his shorts, and I wind up looking like the fool.
That's understandable, sir, but one thing you need to realize is a president's not going to win his election whether or not a child is pooping in his pants.
No, that's not what it's about. It's about...
Whether or not... And the fact that you think your wife is actually going to set you up, being, you know, whether you're a prominent person in your community or at your bank or whatever it is that you think, the fact that a four-month-old child takes a dump in his and takes a diarrhea in his diaper has nothing to do with political plots.
Ma'am,
if we want to talk political plots, we could go on for days and sue the entire government.
Well, but the point is that in a family, when there is a husband and a wife, you can call me names, that's fine, I'm a gentleman.
Your point is absolutely hideous.
You thought she called you an idiot? She said hideous.
All right, but my apology. The bank was filled with Republicans. My wife has been vociferously Democratic since we've been married, and every 4 years she tries something new. And finally, I'm putting my foot down, and I'm going to...
Well, what do you hope to get out of your wife, money?
I can garnish that portion of the household income away from her, yes.
And that's understandable, but at the same time, you married your wife knowing, I'm sure, that she was a Democrat, and if you're a Republican, two people can have two different views.
Absolutely, and there's nothing
but
wrong with that.
The fact that you're going to sue your wife over a little bit of poop, happened?
I never thought she was going to stoop so low as to specifically eat the wet steak burrito with hot sauce and make my son stink it up in a bank.
Did she enjoy the burrito, sir?
You know what,
ma'am? Were you there when she ate it?
I'm not going to dignify that with a response. Thank you.
Well, I mean, were you there when she ate it?
Look at okay.
Did you eat a burrito?
Thank you very much, Kara. 1-800-449-8686. This man is suing his wife for eating hot, spicy Mexican food while breastfeeding their son. Their son had a accident in his diaper, and it made this man look foolish in the bank, and he's suing her. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I'm back with Steve Bozell, construction contractor, a father, a husband from Corona, California, whose wife, he and his wife are engaged in something that's really rather tragic. He is considering suing his own wife for basically humiliating him for emotional cruelty. They are Republican and Democrat, respectively, and Mr. Bozell feels that his wife tried to humiliate him because of his Republican politics. She ate hot, spicy Mexican food the following day, and she breastfed their son that night. And the following day, he took his son with him to do errands, and the son, the little boy, a four-month-old infant, had his bowel movement in the diaper that was embarrassing because of the smell and so on and so forth. Mr. Bozell believes his wife did this for political motivations. Are you? Can I ask you where you are right now, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm on a we've got an 80-acre farm in Visalia, California, that my father and mother have operated for about the last 40 years, and it's a place that I love to come to, and I guess just clear my head. And
this has been emotional for you?
Yes, sir, it is. It's a very emotional thing to have to consider legal action against your own wife. But, and as I say those words, about a half hour ago, she came in with Adam, so I'm very happy to see my son.
Oh, is your wife there now?
My wife is here, and my son Adam is here, too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's take some more phone calls on this man considering suing his own wife for, you say she ate a wet steak burrito with hot sauce? Is that...
Well, it's a very... I guess, and the other thing that I want to say, I remember my wife, when she was... As she began to eat, put the burrito in her mouth, I remember her winking at my son as she shoved it into her mouth. And I told my attorney...
Well, I see that here. You think, in other words, that she fully knew what she was doing.
She was winking at my son as if to say, you know, I'm going to give you diarrhea to make Daddy look fun, you know, stupid.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Judy. Hi, Judy. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. How
Hi.
You doing?
Very good, ma'am.
This gentleman, he doesn't understand that he would have a whole different set of problems had his wife eaten cheese and different things to bind the baby up. He would have gotten himself into the bank. The baby would have gotten constipation, and he would have gotten colic, and he would have started screaming.
Well, but you know, what do you, when my wife winks at my son before she slides that, you know, this burrito.
Well, I'm just saying,
I know this is emotional
for you. A whole different set of problems because I've had five children.
Well, whatever you can feed a child to get the kid bound up so he's not laying one out in a bank, and everyone thinks I did it.
Instead of laying one out, what he would have been doing would have been screaming in the bank, and that also would have embarrassed you.
Four-month-old
babies get colic from constipation, and they get constipation if the mother eats cheese and different things to bind the baby up. So it's,
okay, right,
you know,
now, I don't know if you can hear, but my son is crying in the background, and my wife, I don't know if you can hear, but my wife, April, came in, and big as God, she's walking in here with a Tacolita bag. See, so everything that I'm saying...
What, she's coming in with more Mexican food?
Yeah, so even the threat of a lawsuit is not going to keep her.
But if she wanted to get even with you and make the baby do something bad in public, she could have eaten the things that would have bound the baby up, because a four-month-old baby, if he doesn't
right.
have diarrhea, he's going to have constipation, and that's just it. That's life.
Hold on for a minute. There better not be any tortillas in there either, honey. No tortillas. All right, anyway.
That's all I had to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Judy. 1-800-449-8686. Your wife is there eating Mexican food?
Yeah, as big as God. Look at her. I don't care. She wants to give the kid more of the squirts. So, because she knows I've got to go into Visalia tomorrow morning, and I've got to pick up... what I've basically got to do is get some feed, and I was going to go to Quarter Wood when I'm in Visalia. And she knows I'm going to take Adam with me, because she knows that I have a lot of fun taking him on errands. She's in there right now.
So she's in there now eating it. She's going to breastfeed him. He's going to have more diarrhea, and people are going to look at you like, quote, you did it.
That is my feeling, yes, sir. You know, I mean, if I got to put a wine cork in my own son's rear end before I walk into the Subway for a meatball sandwich, I can't handle the embarrassment. And that's, you can well imagine this.
All right, I totally get it, and I totally get how, you know, my wife and I had a big fight. Actually, it's ironic. In the election of 2000, we had a big fight because Bush had won. I was a Gore fan, and she banished me from the house. I know how emotions can get bad. Your wife purposely giving your son diarrhea so people will think you went in your pants in the bank because she doesn't like Republicans seems a little far-fetched. Here is Lisa on the Phil Hendry Show. Lisa?
Yes?
You're on the air, ma'am.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, hi, this is Lisa, and I must say that my husband, Tom, is a staunch Republican, and I'm a Democrat.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have had three children, and at one point, I had three under the age of four, and they were all in diapers. And I just have to say that there is no way that you can say that for sure when a child's bowel movements are going to happen and when things are going to happen. Now, he could have left the bank 5 minutes later and the child could have gone in his pants, or 5 minutes earlier and he would have gone in the car. There is no way that
you can't time that?
No, you certainly cannot time a baby's bowel movement.
You know when a baby's going to go.
Yes.
And she thought it was funny. And why did she wink at my son, and why did she think it was funny?
I'm sorry?
She winked at my son as she was eating a set of taquitos.
Well, you know what? I make faces at my kids all the time, and you cannot. I'm also a nurse, by the way, and there is no way that you can tell when things will bind up a child and when they won't. And I must say that if my husband had my children, and I happen to, because of restriction of eating, happen to enjoy spicy food one time, and he was somewhere, and the child would have pooped in his pants, he would have calmly just changed the diaper. He is
a
prominent businessman.
In a bank?
I know he's Republican, they would... sir, let me finish, please.
I was in a bank, and it was one of those yellowed mustard-colored poops. It was a real nasty...
I understand.
Man, it was nasty.
I understand.
Man.
I've seen every color under the rainbow, sir, as a mother.
Okay.
And you know what? It may have waited until you've gotten home with blood. You were only in the bank how long?
Here's why, what you're saying.
How long were you in the bank, sir?
I was in the bank a good half hour.
Yes,
ma'am.
How can you say that she could have timed it so that your baby would have pooped?
Yes, ma'am. But the reason why your comments do not ring true is you're a Democrat, so you're going to say everything you can to defend my wife.
No, actually, my husband thinks that you're acting like a Democrat because you're suing her.
Well, ma'am, that's
a Democratic move.
Well, then I question whether your husband truly is a Republican. If your husband ever forces you to eat chimichanga while you're breastfeeding because you're a Democrat, you'll think again.
Okay, you guys got your radio turned up. You need to turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down, honey. You know what? I've got to tell you, you just can't.
You can hear my son crying right now.
Child poop like that. You just can't. I know you seem to think she can.
She could
have made it so that when you got home, she wouldn't have known the child could have pooped
and she would have had to
clean it up.
All right, ma'am, thank you for your call. What do you mean?
Well, I'm hearing I can hear a chicken. My kid's crying.
It isn't so peaceful on the farm, is it?
No, it's not. And April is right now. Look at that. She's putting in her... There she goes. She's got another tamale. The whole thing, in my opinion, is her hating me so much that she'd have people look at me as if I went in my pants because I'm a Republican.
I know. That's what you've been saying, that your wife hates Republicans and your party affiliation so much... She wanted your son to go in his diaper at just the right time that it would embarrass you and make it look like you need a diaper, not your son.
That is exactly it, and that's what I told my attorney, and that's what we're going to tell the Superior Court. Yes, sir.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Sherry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell. Sherry?
Hey.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I am both a mother and a Republican, and I must say that in 10 years when this child realizes... When this child realizes his daddy sued his mama because he pooped in his pants in public, he is going to be the laughing stock of his friends. He will be embarrassed forever. This will never go away. He will always be remembered as a kid who pooped. He needs to stop and think about what
he's
doing to this child.
I'm not suing my son. I'm suing my wife.
You don't understand. Your son is the reason you're suing your wife. And
my wife
is the one who will face the repercussions, not your wife.
He can't help it. She's the one that forced him to sail one into his diaper while I'm in the middle of the bank.
He's the one that pooped, and he's the one that will be teased forever. He will never, ever live this down. You don't understand how children can be.
I'm holding my son right now.
I know you love your child.
I love
know
my
you
son
adore
very much.
Your son. I know you do.
And he is.
But you need to think about the repercussions for him.
God. April.
Because he is the center of the controversy.
See, now he just did it again.
Okay, your son just wet in his diaper.
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you in the middle of a bank?
No, ma'am. No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, so how are you being embarrassed?
I'm on the radio right now, in front of everybody in America.
Nobody
Baby
thinks you're
poop.
Doing that.
That's part of human nature. That's just part of being a kid.
There are some of your listeners who may believe it's me doing that. It could be a number of things.
I don't believe it for a second. Nobody listening right now believes it. Your son is the one who's going in his diaper, not you.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, thank you for that vote of confidence, because you never know.
Okay.
Well, ma'am, you can laugh if you want, but it's going to be a sad day we walk into court.
All right, Sherry.
You know, this should be in family court. I don't think civil court is the right place for this.
What a sick little...
Well, give
He's
him back
baby.
To your wife, man. Yeah. Thanks for calling, Sherry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Here's Raina. Raina, go ahead.
First of all, you need to think more about your child than you do about yourself. Because if you cared about your son, you wouldn't be doing this to him. Because I agree with the woman that was just ahead of me. This is going to hurt him. Because if this hurts your marriage in any way, your son is going to feel responsible for it. And no matter what you say, it's not going to make him feel any better. He's still going to feel responsible. You need to grow up, be a man, realize this is the hazards of having a children, and, you know, stop being a baby.
All right, do you hear that?
I have a four-month-old son, and when he goes to the bathroom, he does not sound like that.
You are doing this.
You're being ridiculous. You're wasting this good man's time on the radio doing this.
Ma'am, I will tell you that my wife is going to be sued in Superior Court in California, and I'm on a farm right now where I should be getting peace and quiet, and all I can do, I'm going...
You're doing what?
You are trying to embarrass people who live on farms. You're trying to embarrass people who are Republicans. I've lived on a farm,
ma'am,
and
I'm
I am Republican, and you are embarrassing.
I'm a proud Republican.
You are embarrassing. You're making people sound like a bunch of redneck idiots. Now, you know, you need to stop this. This is so
well,
not even
ma'am,
true.
I'm a proud Republican. I'm an individual who believes very deeply in George Bush, and my wife is a Democrat. Put me out into public, unprotected, with an infant and a diaper full, and I had no protection whatsoever against it.
Let's go to Sherry on a Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to make a few comments. This guy, while I'm certain that he is trying to be a good father.
Thank you very much.
The fact remains that anybody who is truly, truly, I'm so mad right now, I can't even breathe. Anybody who is a very good parent would never make the comment that he may have to stick a wine cork up his child's butt to keep him from going.
Ma'am, what am I supposed to do?
No, you're talking about your wife being this bad person that ate Mexican food.
Yes, ma'am.
And made this child go in his diaper.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all the women that have called in have made every single point that I have sat here and laughed and almost cried because I'm so mad at you for saying these things because you can't control what a baby is going to do. Number one, okay? You just said your child just went, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You were in that bank for 30 minutes. 30 minutes. You can't tell me that your wife could time you being in that bank for 30 minutes, a half hour. That child could go
All right,
crazy.
Then why did she say to me when I got back and I said, okay, you did it, he messed in his diaper and it made me look like a fool.
You know what?
And she wagged
you
her finger
what?
And she said, I told you.
No,
now, ma'am,
no.
It was a small wine cork that I got from Trader Joe's
no,
Charles Schwab
no,
wine.
No, listen to me, because everyone out there right now that is an advocate for children, they need to find out who you are, because
why,
you
I put a wine
are
cork up my son's butt?
You are a sick individual.
How am I sick?
For saying that you would stick a wine cork up your child's butt. That's called child abuse.
Oh, my God. How dare you? How dare you?
I'm trying to... No,
I'm just trying to keep him from firing another one into his diaper while I'm in there doing business. He missiled one into his shorts while I'm standing there trying to get my whole life together with payrolls and everything. So
you know what? Yada yada yada.
God's gonna strike you blind. God's gonna give you leukemia for you.
You know what you are? You are an adult. Think about it.
Thank you. Yes.
You are an adult.
Why don't you treat me like one?
Because you're not acting like one.
Well, why don't you treat me like one? Everybody's calling me up and yelling at me.
Because you're acting like an infant.
Listen to you, dude. Don't you hear yourself?
You're acting like an infant because I am so mad. I can't even breathe right now because you said
I'm going to have to stick a cork up my child's butt. I'll tell you right now that my wife can time it out. Now, she just breastfed him 15 minutes ago, and I'm holding him right now, and I guarantee within 30 seconds he'll missile one into his shorts.
You know what?
I breastfed two children.
And my husband was always...
My husband was man enough
to change their diapers. And he was a plant manager for a cleaning company.
I don't mind changing my son's diaper, but I will not change my son's diaper in the middle of Bank of America. Thank you.
And he took my babies and his babies into the bathroom, and he changed their diaper, and we would laugh about it. And that's what most people do.
Did you ever pat him down for a wine cork? No, you didn't.
You know what?
Yeah, you know what?
My husband would never even make the comment that he was going to stick a wine cork up our child's butt because he's a good father.
Well, you know,
and he's a human being with feelings, just like your child.
I bet you if you did a quick pat down on him, you'd find a wine. You know, the two of
you. Well, you know what?
You can go to the horned one.
My husband's not sticking the head.
You know what?
He hung up.
He hung up.
Well, you know what? He needs to hang up.
He told you and me to both go to the horned one.
But you know what? This guy has
yeah.
got
All right, I got a break. I thank you so
problems.
Much, Sherry, for your call. 1-800-449 on the freaking farm. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show.